At Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas, this is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner, and we're going to the top half of the sixth inning. Chris Cannizzaro is up for the Mets. This is his first time up in this game. He's a right-hand batter. Facing Dick Farrell, working in relief.
Chris Cannizzaro.
Chico Fernandez swinging a bat on deck. Here's a pitch swung on, popped up to the right side. Rusty Stubb tiptoes to the infield grass and makes a one-hand catch. To play that wind carefully, but Cannizzaro has popped out. Here is Fernandez batting for Moran. Fernandez is a right-hand batter coming up here in the top of the sixth with one man out and nobody on base. And the pitch is swung on and popped up in foul territory. Bateman moves over and makes the catch. Frank Thomas is in the on-deck circle to bat for Tracy Stallard. Perhaps you heard a PA announcement saying Fernandez is batting for Stallard. That wasn't quite right. He was batting for Moran. There's a correction. Two away, and now this is Thomas batting for Stallard. The official paid attendance here for the final game of the season. 3,899 total in the ballpark, 5,409 total paid attendance for the Colt 45s for the season, 719,502. 719,502, the Houston total paid for the season. The pitch to Thomas is low and away for a ball. Stallard is out of the ball game. Here's a swing and ball hit in the air to right center, and it's taken by center fielder Ivan Morrell, so that the side is out in order here in the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left, and the score at the end of five and a half innings is the Colt 45s 11 and the New York Mets 4. For the New York Mets, Grover Powell is the pitcher. Chico Fernandez is the shortstop. Fernandez will bat eighth and Powell will bat ninth if you're keeping a scorecard. In San Francisco, the Giants have defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 4-2. The San Francisco Giants, on the final day of the season, have clinched third place. So the order of finish in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the pennant. The St. Louis Cardinals have finished second. The San Francisco Giants have finished third. Now here is Grover Powell's first pitch to Ivan Morrell, and it is fouled out to the for strike one. Again, a pitch that is fouled off for strike two. Larry Benarth is the pitcher of record for the Mets. Jim Umbreit's the pitcher of record in this game for the Colt 45s. There's a pitch swung on and missed for strike three. So, Grover Powell opens up with a strikeout here. Smokers, now's the time to come up to cool and feel that extra coolness in your throat. Here's a young man, John Pashorek, making his major league debut today, and he walked, he singled a drive in two runs, and he singled a drive in one run. He has scored three himself. Grover Powell with the pitch. Pashorek swings and misses. He's a right-hand batter. Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals are playing in the bottom half of the 11th inning. Tied 2-2. Bill Henry working against Ron Taylor, both in relief. That's Powell's fastball, but low. It's 1-1. The Phils are leading the Dodgers in the top half of the ninth inning, 2-1. That pitch is high. Drysdale started for the Dodgers today, left at the end of five innings, leading 1-0, but then Pete Rickard came on and gave up a home run to Bobby Wine in the seventh. In that inning, the Phils got a total of two runs, and now Miller has come on in the eighth. Bob Miller. Here's a pitch low. It's 3-1. Art Mahaffey started for the Phils. Jack Balchin in the fifth. Chris Short in the sixth. So Don Drysdale, no matter what happens, cannot be the winning pitcher. He's won 19 games for the season. Here's a pitch swung on, and it is in the air in foul territory to the right side. Cannizzaro goes as far as he can go, and the wind helps this one into the stands and out of play. Right here, the Colt 45s are leading the Mets by a score of 11-4 on the final day of the season. foul, waiting until Chris Canizero is set behind the plate. And a payoff pitch, low, and he walked him. Pishorek goes to first, and Johnny Bateman comes up. He is tripled to drive in two runs, single to drive in one, and walk. Bateman has scored two runs himself.
Number seven, John Bateman.
Pishorek leads at first. The Met left-hander, Grover Fowles, pitches low off the glove of Canizero, comes on by, and moving to second base is John Pishorek. Scored as a wild pitch. Fowles working off the stretch. Pitch swung on, hit on the ground to third. Taken by Jim Hickman. He guns to first in time. No advance by the runner at second. Now it'll be shortstop Bob Lillis coming up. Two men out. Pishorek at second.
Bobby
Houston 11, the New York Mets 4. Now the pitch is high for a ball. Al checks and deals. Pitch is swung on, looped into center field for a base hit. Pishorek on third. He's coming home. Carmel overruns the ball. It's by him. Lillis on his way to second. Lillis on his way to third. Carmel up for the ball to throw to third. Lillis slides in safely. The ball gets by Hickman, is backed up by Grover Powell. A single for Lillis, a run batted in, and a two-base error charged against Carmel in center field. The Colt 45s, with 12 runs in this game, have reached their season's high. They lead 12-4.
Number 13, Dick Farrell.
Dick Farrell is coming up. Two men out, a runner at third. Grover Powell with the pitch, and it swung on and missed by Farrell. It's strike one. Farrell cannot be, as things now stand, will not be the winning pitcher in this ballgame. Umbright is pitcher of record. Here's a swing to foul ball down the right field corner and out of play. Colt 45 is leading by a score of 12-4. Here's a swing and a ground ball knocked down by Powell. Chases it back up with it. Throws on in time and retires Dick Farrell. The bottom of the sixth. Got one run, one hit, one error, two walks, one left. And the score at the end of six full innings is the Colt 45's 12 and the New York Mets 4. Well, some of the New York Mets and some of the personnel connected with the New York Mets have been busy recently in preparing a film called Let's Go Mets, which will be a story of the New York Mets baseball organization, and it'll be available for distribution to organizations this winter. The film will be ready about November 15th. So if you'd like to have this film called Let's Go Mets for showing at your organization, please request it at least 3 weeks in advance. Just write to Mets Film Department, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York. That's Mets Film Department, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York, if you'd like to get Let's Go Mets for showing to your organization.